Magwitch seemed quieter and more likable than the last time I had seen him. He accepted all our arrangements for him gratefully. I was almost sorry to say goodbye to him. I decided to keep a rowing boat near our rooms, so that Herbert or I could row up and down the river as far as Clara's house. If Magwitch saw us on the river, he could draw his bedroom curtain to show everything was all right. For the next few weeks, life went on as normal. Herbert went to work and visited Clara in the evenings. I rowed on the river and waited for news from Wemmick. One evening, instead of reading alone in my room, I went to the theatre, where Mr. Wopsle was acting. He noticed me in the audience, and kept looking at me in a very strange way. After the play, we met outside the theatre, and he asked immediately, "You didn't see that man sitting right behind you, Mr. Pip?" I felt suddenly cold. "Who was he?" I asked. "You remember, Mr. Pip, that Christmas Day, when you were a boy. We went onto the marshes with the soldiers and found the escaped convicts fighting each other. Well, one of those two was looking over your shoulder tonight." "Which one?" I asked, holding my breath.